Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in. I have to tell you guys, today is a fun episode. I have a client who will remain nameless, but if you're listening out there, which I know you are because you always claim to like these podcasts, this one's for you. He's said since the beginning of our time together that his goal in coaching is to get a spot on the podcast. I think it's such a cute goal. I'm flattered that that would be something that would be meaningful to him. But the reason that was a goal of his was because he had a sense that he could feel or see something in the guest that we had on that talked about authenticity, a life of purpose, meaning, that seemed similar. There was a fabric, there was a way of speaking. And he said, I don't know what it is, but that's why I'm here working with you. I want that feeling. I don't know what I'm missing. I just know that it's not the same. So we've been working on breaking through the things that are keeping him from his deeper authentic purpose. It's brought up a lot of things that he's decided he wanted to change in his life, one of which is his personal relationship. He's been dating somebody for several years, and they mutually decided that it was time to move on, that this relationship was a great learning experience. They grew and, you know, found a deeper sense of themselves through the growth process, but ultimately recognized that potentially they're not the best match. They left each other with grace and dignity. Quite frankly, I don't know that I've ever functioned at such a high level in ending a relationship. I was so proud of the way that they both showed up. And here's what he came around to saying to me that made me want to talk about it in an episode today. I'm not telling you this whole story just to talk about coaching. There's a real purpose here. So he's in the midst of this breakup. He's not feeling happy, right? This is not a good moment to find yourself after 3 years of working hard, struggling, trying to make a relationship work, to recognize, I don't know that this is it. I don't think this is what I want. People say they want an authentic life. They say they want a life of meaning and purpose. But sometimes you have to break down the things you chose that were inauthentic before you can go out and find the things that matter to you. And so, unfortunately, part of the process is sometimes letting go of things. He also isn't sure that the job he's in is the one that he really wants to be in. So he's finding himself in a place, right? Can you imagine? You're giving up a relationship. You're giving up the work that you do, potentially. It's not a good time. This wouldn't be something he would say, I'm happy about. But he's on today's show as the main topic because he's recognizing that accepting what is keeping him from suffering. We got on the phone. He said to me, I don't know what's going on, Laura. I know that all these things are bad. I feel sad. Sometimes I even go as far as cry, but I am okay. I'm weirdly okay. And to me, you can't control what's going on in your life. You can't control if somebody gets sick. You can't control if relationships end or the jobs you've chosen are not working. But you don't have to suffer. You can actually feel a sense where your feet are on the ground. You feel like you're going to get through it. You can see how the future might lay out, or you can just be in the situation you're in and accept it as it is. So there's this idea in philosophy that's talked about all the time, what is. And it used to drive me crazy. What are you talking about? What is? It's such a weird combination of words to just leave alone, what is. But when you find yourself in a difficult time, a job that you hate, a relationship that's not going well, acceptance of what is, that today you really are in that position and it's okay to be uncomfortable and unhappy. You don't need to change it, fix it, make it better today. Sometimes in that acceptance of what is, you can start finding the clarity to make the changes you need to make. Right? This is such a counterintuitive idea, I think, because when something's uncomfortable, what do we want to do? Right? Hopefully most of you are out there thinking, get it away, right? So this client of mine isn't happy finding himself in a relationship that he's just ended, he could just go out and start partying and drinking, hang out with his friends, make himself feel better immediately. So you're just moving from pain to pleasure. But it doesn't really typically work because those pleasure points end and there you are again, sitting with the discomfort. So what about just getting comfortable with what is? It's not a great time. We can look back in our lives. I'm 45. There's better and worse times. There's ebbs and flows. What if the lows don't have to be so low and the highs don't have to be so high and our life becomes more calm and stable? Are you thinking to yourself, well, I like the highs being really high. Yeah, I get it. But then you have to have the lows that are super low. And life doesn't have to feel so out of control, excited, and then so out of control, unfulfilling for us to feel. We can just live in each moment, accept each moment as is, without trying to change, alter, make different. So when it's great, don't hold on to it. Just let it be, knowing that it's going to end in whatever period of time. And when things are difficult, this relationship that this client finds himself in, let it be. We talked about, let's come up with our next steps. Let's talk about what you want to do. And he's like, I just want to think about it. I'm not ready. I'm not sure. I'm like, that's great. And he's like, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with letting things be imperfect. I'm okay with things being out of control. When you can find that space where life is in control despite what's going on around you, when you feel at peace despite the fact that you're unhappy, then you become the master of your own life. It doesn't control you. You control it. You cannot fix or control what is always going on outside of you. You don't have the influence, but you can always control how you react to it. So accepting what is, accepting whatever situation you find yourself in as the first step, then moving on to thinking about what you want to do about it and what you have influence over as a second step will bring a level of calm and stability and contentment into your life. It has for me, and I hope that for all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And to my client out there, this one's for you.